非常的感谢主。
We're very thankful to the Lord.
今天我在这里能看到在北京的家庭教会也很相像。
And tonight, this morning when I see this place, it's very similar to our home meeting in Beijing.
从人数上，从聚会的场所的大小上。
As far as the location or size of the congregation, they are both very similar.
只是很遗憾，还需要有人给我翻译。
And just too bad that I need translation here.
我看到这个教会，我就看到今天我来参加早晨的聚会，我就觉得这个地方太小了，对你们来说。
And this morning when I was in this meeting, my first feeling is that this place is not big enough for you.
我想到明年这个时候你们会装不下了。
And I'm afraid you won't have enough room next year this time.
这是我的感动。
And that's how I feel.
我相信这是上帝告诉我的。
And I believe that's from God.
你们要拆它，要让变得更宽阔一点。
And He wants you to expand your territory.
我不是说我有先知的恩赐。
I'm not saying I'm prophesizing here.
只是我知道看到你们的祷告听到你们的赞美我就知道这个教会会增长得很快。
But through your prayer and your praises this morning, I know that you will grow fast.
好的祷告和好的敬拜赞美是教会增长的良药。
And good worship and good prayer, good praises are good factors to let a church grow.
所以我相信这个教会在明年的这个时候肯定会有成倍的增长。
And I believe the size of this congregation will double this time next year.
所以你们要做好准备迎接更多的新的弟兄姐妹。
So therefore prepare yourself to welcome more people to join you.
我非常的感谢主，昨天晚上我跟你们很多人在一起有同样的敬拜在一场音乐会上的。
In the council last night, I'm very thankful that I was co-working with a lot of you here.
当我看到你们这么多一个教会这么多人来参加这样一个音乐会的时候，我就充满了感谢。
And my heart is full of thankfulness when I see so many members from one church come and join us.
你们每个人都有很多的工作。
And I know you are busy at work.
但是你们在业余的时间，你们愿意花时间来学习敬拜赞美神。
But in your leisure time, you're willing to use it for the worshiping of God.
要知道那天晚上所有的音乐家里头除了你们之外其他人都是收钱的。
And you know the performance last night, with the exception of church members, everybody had to charge us.
但是我就知道我看到你们在的时候就鼓励了我。
When I see you, I was greatly encouraged.
我觉得我不再孤单。
Because I don't feel lonely anymore.
我也不再害怕。
And I'm not afraid either.
我昨天我也特别的感谢主，看到乐队当中有很多也是基督徒。
And last night I witnessed there are so many Christians in the orchestra.
当我们在祷告的时候，你看到低下头来的都是基督徒。
So when we say let's pray, I saw a lot of people bow down their head and prayed.
所以我看到昨天晚上的那个上帝的灵圣灵充满了整个会场。
Therefore, the Spirit of God filled the entire place last night.
我一直在祷告，希望有一天在我们的中国也同样有这样的敬拜会。
And it's my prayer that we can have a concert like that in China.
但是现在尽管看起来还不行，但是我知道总有一天会可以的。
Maybe at this point it seems to be impossible, but I know one day it will happen.
我多么想有一天开放的时候，我们这些团人可以一起的回到中国去，一起来敬拜赞美主。
How I wish when the door of our country opens, and then all of you can join us celebrating there.
我是1996年信主的。
I believe in the Lord in 1996.
在我信主之前，我是一个浪子。
Before that, I was a prodigal son.
所以当我信完主之后，我特别喜欢圣经上一段圣经。
And that's why I love this passage in particular in the Bible.
在诗篇第八篇，他讲到。
It's Psalms 8. It says.
耶和华我的主啊
，Oh Lord, my God，
你的名在全地何其的美
！How beautiful is your name throughout the land！
你将你的荣耀彰显于天
，And you have manifest your glory in the heavens！
你人敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力
，And you ordain power in the mouth of babe and infant！
使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言
，To silence your foe and enemies！
我观看你自都所造的天
，And when I look in the skies and saw what you have made，
并你所陈设的月亮星宿
，And the moons and the star you established，
便说人算什么
？Then I say, what are men？
你竟顾念他
？That you actually care for them？
世人算什么
？And what is worldly people？
你竟眷顾他
？You even love them？
你叫他比神稍小一点
？You made them a little bit smaller than God？
并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕
？But you have given them honor and glory and honor as crown。
大家都知道小敏有一首诗歌。
You all know a famous song by 小敏。
小敏是中国一个很特别的成绩在中国的。
She was a very special Christian in China。
这个小姑娘没有读过，没有读完初中。
And she never finished even middle school。
没有学过任何一天的音乐。
And she never learned how to play music。
她却写了现在是50首赞美诗。
But she was able to write over 1,050 songs.
她还会继续的往前面写。
And she will continue to write hymns for the Lord.
很多的赞美诗在中国的教会当中广为被传唱。
And a lot of hymns she wrote was so popular in China.
刚才龙涛弟兄唱的两首赞美诗都出自她的手。
For example, the two hymns you just heard were from her.
他其中有一首歌是我很喜欢的。
And there's one hymn I love very much.
这是主啊，我算什么
？It's the Lord, who am I?
他里头讲到主啊，我算什么？你竟然让我站在你的面前唱一首赞美你的歌。
He said, God, who am I? You even want me to sing a song to you?
在我成为一个音乐家之前，我根本不知道学音乐是为什么。
And before I became a musician, I had no clue what music is about.
我家乡在中国的非常一个偏远的农村。
I live in a very remote suburban village in China.
对于我那个时候来说，学音乐可能是一个可以让自己摆脱贫困的一个捷径。
And to me, to learn music maybe is a way out of that poverty.
可学音乐可能是让自己一个成名成家的一个唯一的一个办法。
And probably the only way to become famous in the country.
在中国啊，大家都知道啊，唯一的改变你命运的方法呢，就是读书。
You know, in China, the only way to change your faith is through study.
当我也年轻的我也同样的抱有这样一个梦想来到外面来休息。
Therefore, with the same expectation, I left my own hometown.
但是当我学了一段时间音乐之后，慢慢在我心里有一个东西开始发生改变。
And after a period of time of learning music, something started to develop within me.
这时候我有一年没有考上学校。
And there was one year I did not pass the entrance examination.
我就住在一个老师给我的一个小房间里头。
So I live in this small room, owned by my teacher.
那里有很多的书可以让我来读。
In that room, there were so many books I could read.
我就读到一本亨德的传记。
So I read the autobiography of Hunter.
大家知道亨德是写弥赛亚的作者。
He was the writer of the famous Messiah.
当时当我看到他传记的时候，就有这样一段对话，让我生命开始有一个思想。
And there was this conversation recorded in that book, and it caused me to think and ponder about life.
当亨德的《弥赛亚》演出之后，亨利二世这个王就对亨德说：“他说我亨德阁下，我非常的谢谢你，因为你的音乐让我感到非常的愉悦。”
And King Henry II, after listening to his music.He told him that I really are very thankful to you because I enjoy your music.
应该翻译成 happy. 你的音乐让我感到很愉悦高兴。
Your music make me very happy.
但是亨德告诉他说，对不起阁下，假如我的音乐只能让你感到高兴的话，这不是我的目的。
But Henry said instead, I'm sorry, if that's how you feel, that's not the purpose of my song, my music.
我的音乐是为让人的灵魂变得高尚起来的。
Because my music intends to enhance and heighten up a person's life.
我的心里第一次感到一种震动。
And that's the first time I was moved.
音乐不是让人愉悦的。
Realizing music is not to make people happy.
而是让人的灵魂变得高尚起来的。
But to enhance or heighten up the level of a person's soul.
那以后我要成为一个音乐家，那我的音乐应该让人们变成什么样子？
Since I'm going to become a musician, then what purpose should my music serve?
在我的家乡是离中国是非常偏，就是离北京是非常偏远的。
And my home village is very far from Peking.
像我跟龙涛弟兄能够从中国的农村能够成为中国有名的音乐家，这是我觉得这是一件很难的事情。
I thought the fact that both I and my dear brother became famous musicians in China, just because we're coming from a remote area in China, was very difficult.
第一，我们家里非常的贫困。
First, we were both born in a very poor family.
学习音乐是会要花很多钱的。
It costs a lot to learn music.
然后我们家里都是农民。
And we both were from the family of farmers.
很多人都说这个音乐家是个世家，他的父母都是音乐家。
A lot of musicians came from the family of musicians.
但是我们非常感谢上帝。
But we are so thankful to God.
对于不幸的人来说，这觉得是一个运气好。
And a lot of people may thought we're just purely lucky.
对于不幸来说，觉得我们的很刻苦。
And to non-believers, they probably thought we worked really hard.
但是对于我们来说，这是神的大能。
But to us, it's purely the power of God.
我假如我要讲讲我们从 我们的家乡到北京怎么走，你们就知道有多么艰难。
Just by telling you how to get from my home to Beijing, then you will have a picture.
龙头弟兄的家可能比我更加的困难。
And think my brother Long's house is even further, more difficult than mine.
我的家到县城呢，走路要一个多小时。
Walking from my home to the county nearby takes more than an hour.
都是山。
It's all hilly ways.
我们水岭县有一份报纸曾经报道过我。
And there was this newspaper in our town has made a report about me.
他是这么来介绍的。
That's how it says.
假如你站在水岭县的县城往西边望去。
And you stay from the city hall of our from the city hall of our city and look westbound.
你会看到那个最高的山后面就是苏文新的家。
And you see the highest mountain right behind it. That's the home of Su.
我的家要上很多的山路。
In order to come to my home, you have to climb a lot of hills.
连汽车都上不去。
And a lot of times, even cars cannot make it through.
我们当我年小很小的时候，我们家里有了第一辆自行车。
And when I was little, we had the very first bike.
我们要花一个小时把这个车推回我们的家。
And we had to push that bike for an hour or so in order to get home.
然后呢，第二天，假如我们要再回县城的时候，我们就可以。滑着车下来。
But on the way back to the city, we can go all the way downhill.
但是很多地方我们又要下来，不能骑在车上头。
But a lot of times you have to get off your bike.
因为那个坡太陡，我们不能再骑在上头。
Because the slope was too steep, you can no longer ride that way.
然后呢，从我们县城到我们市里要坐六个小时的汽车。
And from the county line to the city, it takes 6 hours of drive.
然后从我们的市里再坐。六个小时的火车能到我们的长沙市，我们的省会。
And from that city, it takes another 6 hours of a tram ride to get to another city, our capital.
在我们小的时候，这个车不是每天都有的。
And when I was little, there's no train available on the daily basis.
也不是每天的一个小时或者是几个小时就有一班的。
And when it comes, it doesn't come by every hour either.
假如你错过了这一班，你就要等到第二天。
If you miss the train of the day, you have to wait for the next day.
然后从我们的县城到我们的长沙市呢，从我们长沙市到那个北京呢，我们需要24个小时的火车。
And then from the city, our capital city, Changsha to Peking, it takes another 24 hours of train ride.
在我年轻的时候，我们坐卧铺车，是要凭，就是你是政府的官员才有资格坐卧铺的。
And at that time, you cannot take those train that has overnight lodging.And you have to be a government official to be qualified to take those kind of rides.
那个时候，因为在中国的火车非常的少。
And because train was quite rare at that time.
就说你想买到一张火车票是很困难的。
And it was difficult to get even the ticket.
何况我们的钱也很少，你想能买得起这张火车票也是很困难的。
Not to mention that it costs a lot to get it.
所以我们要到北京求学是大部分的时候是做违法的事情。
And therefore, in order to go to Beijing to study, sometimes we have to take an illegal route.
我们就偷偷的溜到车上去。
Then we just sneak into the train.
然后就躺在凳子下面。
And the lie underneath the bench.
假如万一那个服务员就是那个售票的看见我们的话，就会把我们赶下去。
If the train conductor saw us, they would cast us out.
然后我比较狡猾。
I was kind of slippery.
然后我经常找一些那个列车员是女的那个。
I always try to make sure the conductor is a female.
他们年龄都比较大。
They are usually older female.
他们大部分都是一些孩子的妈妈。
And they usually are mothers already.
那我就跟他讲好话。
Then I will try to talk them out of it.
告诉他我是一个学音乐的。
And told them that I'm a musician.
我没有钱买票。
I can't afford to buy a ticket.
请他不要把我赶下去。
Please don't kick me out of the train.
感谢上帝。
And I thank God.
很多的情况下他不会把我赶我下去。
Many times they will allow me to stay.
并且还让我能够到厕所里或什么地方可以坐一下。
They even tell me where to hide in a restroom or somewhere.
所以他还很担心我到了北京怎么可以出那个站口。
They even worry how I get out the train station when I arrive in Beijing.
他还告诉我，假如到了北京的话，不要从这个站口出去，应该沿着火车路再往前走一走就可以出去了。
They even advise me how to get out and get out of the train station from other route than the formal entrance.
我想干这种事情，龙头弟兄也干过，对不对
？And I think Brother Long probably had done the same way.
这是我们唯一能够到达目的地的办法。
Because that was the only way we can reach our destiny.
就是在这样一个情况下，我们有机会学习到音乐。
And that's how we learn music.
我们在小时候从来没见过钢琴是什么样的。
And when I was little, I never saw how a piano looked like.
我们唯一的一把乐器就是自己在山上去打死一条蛇，然后把那个蛇变成一把二胡。
The only instrument we have is to go to the mountains, kill a snake, and turn it into the instrument called two strings.
来在美国的话就麻烦了。
Well, you probably cannot do that here.
因为杀死条蛇是违反那个动物保护的。
It probably violates the animal protection law if you kill any animals here.
但是对我们来说，那个是我们唯一可以得到乐器的办法。
But to us, that's the only way you can get some kind of instrument.
我们也非常感谢上帝。
And I'm very thankful to God.
让我们出生在一个苗族的这样一个范围当中。
That we were born out of the race called 苗。
我跟龙涛弟兄都是苗 people.
We both were 苗 people.
我们苗族有一种习惯
，and we have this habit，
但是但现在慢慢的比较淡化了
，and now has kind of different now。
这苗族的人在，假如你男的不会唱歌，你是娶不到媳妇的。
For guys, if you don't know how to sing, you probably never find a wife.
啊，女孩子不会唱歌是嫁不出去的。
And same way with girls, if you can't sing, you will never get married.
为什么在最保守的苗族的村寨里头，男女的这个认识和了解是通过唱歌来认识
？And many times our communication is through singing.
所以为什么龙涛弟兄唱歌唱那么好
？That's why Brother Long sang so well.
所以我们从小去放牛要唱歌。
And when we go out and shepherd cows, we stand in the wilderness.
龙涛弟兄他跟我讲，他唯一的放牛能够解决自己这个害怕的问题，因为一个小孩子把牛放到山上去，你知道山上有很多动物，没有人，很害怕的。你唯一让自己解决害怕的问题就是唱歌。
You know, when you try to take your cows into the mountains to feed them, a lot of times you are just a child with the cows.And there's a lot of wild animals around you, and you are afraid. And so the only way he solved his fear is to sing.
所以从小的时候我们就开始唱。
Therefore, we start singing as a young boy.
让自己不要害怕。
So that we won't be afraid.
还有呢，苗族人呢喜欢那个山很高很深。
Another thing is that we live in high mountains.
假如你要从这边山上要叫那边的山上的人，你必须要很大的声音。
You want to call when you are at this mountain, try to call another guy in another mountain.Shout out loud.
假如你声音小，你就叫他就听不见。
You have to be very loud to catch another person.
在非常保守的那些苗寨里头，在非常比较那 classic 的苗寨里头，就是很保守的苗寨。
In those very classical dwelling places among Miao people.
他们的两家你会看得很近。
And when you look at one dwelling, compared to two dwellings, you feel that they're pretty close.
但是你要走过去的话，可能需要一个小时。
But it may take an hour to reach each other.
所以有什么事情就用声音来喊。
So very commonly we just shout it out to each other to communicate.
所以这样的锻炼呢，像龙涛弟兄这样的好的嗓门。
That's how we train our voices.
是，所以非常感谢主。后来我们到了北京去。
And later on, we went to Beijing.
龙涛弟兄就成了我们那个县城第一个声乐的本科生。
And so he became the first music major student in our own hometown.
但是我们学的不一样。
We have different majors.
我没有他那么好的嗓子。
He's a soloist. He could sing. I cannot sing as well.
假如在我们苗寨，他可以娶很漂亮的老婆。
Therefore, he's able to marry someone very beautiful in our hometown.
我不可以的。
But I can't.
所以后来我就在北京学习指挥。
And I learned how to conduct in Beijing.
他后来龙涛弟兄就做了一个大学的老师。
And then Brother Long became a professor in university.
我就到北京去了中央民族大学。
And I went to another university.
大家知道民族大学是中国唯一的一所专门给少数民族准备的最好的大学。
And that is the best university for all the minority groups in China.
后来从那里毕业，我就考到中央音乐学院做指挥的研究生。
And after that, I went to the grad school.
从小的时候，我相信做一个音乐家是我的梦想。
And ever since I was a child, to be a musician was my dream.
成为一个音乐家是可以让我得到名誉、得到金钱的唯一的办法。
Because I thought that's the only way I can gain fame and wealth.
我的目标就是成为一个音乐家。
And that was my purpose.
但是1996年的时候，我就进了中央音乐学院做研究生。
In 1996, I became the graduate school student in this China musical school.
我都不知道我怎么能考得上这个学校的研究生。
I didn't know, even know how I made it into that grad school.
因为这个学校是很难考的。
Because it was very difficult to get in.
然后我是开始考了另外一个专业，才转到指挥系来。
And at first I passed exam to be in another major, then I changed major to be conductors.
我以前是学民族学，民族音乐学。
And initially I learned my major was music regarding different races.
当我转到这个系的时候，对我来说是非常大的挑战。
And so that was a great challenge at first.
大家都知道做一个指挥非常的困难。
You know, it's very hard to be a conductor.
但是不管怎么样，我已经知道我以后肯定是一个音乐家的。
But regardless, I know in the future I will become a musician.
因为中央音乐学院是中国最好的音乐学院。
Because I was a student of the best university.
中国的教育制度跟美国不一样。
And our school system is different from this country.
美国的学校呢，很多地方每个州都有自己最好的大学。
And here in each state you have your own best university.
在美国来说，其实茱莉亚音乐学院也不是最好的音乐学院。
Even Julia Musical School is not the best school.
因为他尽管这个小提琴和唱歌好，但是他别的方面不是很好。
Because certain majors are great in that school, but not the other musical majors.
但在中国不一样。
But in China it's different.
所有最好的老师、最好的学生、最好的设备都在中央音乐学院。
The best faculty, students, and equipment are all focused in this one particular university.
从这个学校毕业的任何一个学生都能找到最好的工作。
Therefore, whoever graduated from this university can find the best job.
所有的地方上的大学的音乐系的老师都应该到中央音乐学院来进修的。
And all the musical major professors in throughout the entire country have to come to this university to get some training.
但对我来说，我知道以后我的路程就是一个很好的路程。
So I know my way is well paved for me.
但是我的心里开始比我没有成为这个学校的研究生之前更加的苦恼。
However, I was even more troubled than I became a student of this great university.
我好像能看到我的前面是什么样子。
Even though I could see what's lying ahead of me.
以前呢，我就是盼望我能考上这个研究生，成为一个音乐家。
And prior to that, my whole purpose to making to that university become a famous musician.
哪怕他考不上。我还有梦想。
And when I failed the examination, I still had that dream.
但是现在我没有了。
But now I'm in. I have no longer.
我已经是了。我所有要求的我都得到了。
All I needed, I have got it.
这时候我不知道该干什么。
So I didn't know what to do anymore.
我开始跟中国最优秀的音乐家们生活在一起。
And I started living with the best musicians of the country.
这些音乐家都是我从小所崇拜的。
And these are the people that I admire very much when I was a young man.
我从小就想希望成为跟他们一样的人。
And I dreamed to become one of them since a boy.
现在我跟他生活在这样一个小院子里头。
But now I'm living with them in this small area.
我们天天在一起。
We are together all the time.
我知道他们的所有的生活。
I saw how they live.
慢慢的，慢慢的，我发现了。
And gradually, I discover.
他们并不像我小时候所想象的那么高尚和崇高。
They are not as great as I thought they would be.
他们也是人。
They were just human beings.
他们有很多的毛病。
They have a lot of problems.
他们很多问题。
And they have a lot of difficulties.
他们的问题，很多的问题是我不喜欢的。
And some of the problems I did not like.
是跟我从小所想象那个音乐家的那个梦想是不一样的。
And therefore the reality is so different from what I have dreamed about.
是跟亨德尔所说的，我的音乐是让人的灵魂变得高尚起来，是相冲突的。
And so it's conflict to the theory that Hunter has is to heighten up or to improve the human nature.
每个人都在谈音乐是美好的，是高尚的。
People always regard music as beautiful.
但是每个人都不是高尚的。
But we are not beautiful.
一个不高尚的人怎么可能做高尚的事情呢？
And if someone who is not honorable, how can he do something that's honorable?
我知道迟早有一天我会跟他们一样。
And I know one day I will just turn into just like them.
我应该怎么样？我不想成为这样的人。
So what should I do? Because I don't want to turn out to be like them.
所以我开始寻找一些别的东西。
So I start to search.
大家都知道中国有个叫弘一法师的。
You all know this famous 弘一法师 in China.
大家在中国，只要从大陆来都知道《长亭外，古道边》这首歌。
You all heard about this song if you came from China.
这是他写的。
He wrote that.
他是中国一个非常有名的画家。
He was a very famous artist.
他是一个非常有名的音乐家。
Very famous musician in China.
但是他知道他叫弘一法师。
But he has this nickname called 弘一法师。
就是他是一个和尚。
That means he is a monk.
我想我应该成为这样一个人。
And I thought, yeah, I should become someone like that.
我可以做我的音乐。
I can be a musician.
然后可以离开这个世界。
And retreat from things of this world at the same time.
但是我开始，所以我就开始去学道，学佛。
So I started to learn from things in the Buddhism.
我去图书馆把《金刚经》复印回来。
I went to the library and make a copy of the 金刚经。
我开始读很多的书。
And then started studying.
我开始去中国，北京有很多的寺庙。
And there are so many temples in Beijing.
我去拜拜。
I went to worship those idols.
但是我越拜越害怕。
But the more I worship, the more fearful I become.
我越读佛经越害怕。
The more I read those books, the more fearful I become.
佛经里告诉我地狱的真实的存在。
Because they told me hell indeed existed.
但是我知道我永远都不能摆离开个这个地狱。
Yeah, I know there's no way for me to get out of that fate.
我按照我的本性，按照我的行为，我以后肯定是会下地狱的。
According to my condition and my nature, I would definitely go to hell.
但是我不想。
But I didn't want to go to hell.
地狱所描述的真实性让我越来越害怕。
And that the, how they describe the condition in hell really frightened me.
假如我今生上不了天堂，只能下地狱的话。
If my fate is determined that I will have to go to hell, not to heaven.
所以我一定要在今生让我自己得保住。
Then what I need to do is to make my life as full as I can.
所以我开始去做任别的事情。
So I started doing something else.
我开始学道。
I started to learn Tao.
大家知道。对，所以开始学道教，我开始在民族大学里头穿长袍。
I started wearing this big long robe in school.
从96年的时候，下学期我就开始在中央民族大学做老师。
And I became a teacher in that university at the second semester.
因为中央音乐学院的研究生是足够有资格在另外一个大学做音乐老师的。
As a graduate student of that famous university, we're always qualified to be a professor of another local university.
因为我知道道让你在真身变得超脱，修炼自己，培养自己的品格。
Because Taoism teaches us how to improve ourselves.
但是我就发现我越来越不能控制它。
But the problem is, I noticed I cannot really control myself.
我也不知道道真正的道是什么。
And I don't even know what the true 道 is.
所以这时候，但是我也不知道，像圣经里头说，道太初有道，我根本不知道。
And Bible says that God in the beginning God is Word.
但是我们的道的观念跟中国的迷信是差不多的。
Yet the theory in Taoism just like superstition in China's culture.
所以我就开始信迷信。
Therefore, I start to become superstitious about many things.
我开始用我所学到的这些东西跟别人治病。
And I start trying to heal people of their sickness.
这个是跟中国的气功什么是结合在一起的。
It's just like use 气功。
所以当我在有一个学生，中央民族大学里有一个学生。
Therefore, there was a student in my university.
他是学声乐的。
And he was a vocalist.
然后他来北京两年了。
And he has come to Beijing for 2 years then.
还没有上过一节声乐课。
And he never had any voice training lesson.
因为他的嗓子一到上课的时候就发炎。
Because whenever he went to those lessons, his vocal cord will have infection.
那对于一个歌唱家来说，他的嗓子坏了是很痛苦的事情。
So it's very bad for a vocalist to have a troubled vocal.
我就开了一个玩笑。
So I made a joke.
我说我可以帮你。
I said, you know, I can help you.
你去买两只大公鸡来。
So go get two chickens, roosters.
纯粹是逗他玩。
I was just joking with him.
但是他真的很相信。
And he believed me.
他就到北京的三环以外的地方，终于找到一个卖活鸡的地方。
So he found this place that sell livestock.
买了两只大公鸡。
He found bought two.
然后我正在睡觉。
And I was napping when he came back.
他就把两只公鸡放到我家里，他说：“苏老师，我已经买来了两只大公鸡，你帮我。
”And he woke me and said, "Here are the two roosters. Help me."
因为对他来说，他的声乐是他最宝贵的东西。
Because to him, music is very important.
只要让他的声音好起来，他什么都可以做。
He's willing to do anything as long as he can recover.
所以我说那我怎么办
？So I said, what should I do now?
所以我就想我们家里的那些法是怎么施法的。
And I tried to recall how those superstition masters in my hometown how they did.
所以我就跟他真的来这样的。
So I copied what they did.
然后就像敬拜一样的把这个鸡杀掉。
And I killed the roosters.
然后就反正就是念念有词啊，就请你来帮助他什么什么的，他真的就好了。
And I murmured and I said, "Oh, whoever you are, please come and help him." And he was healed.
从此他的声音再也不会生病。
And his voice is perfect after that.
他是好了。
He was healed.
反正我就坏了。
But well, to me,
我特别的害怕。
I was so scared.
我不知道这个能力从哪里来。
Because I had no idea what the.
我不知道怎么控制他。
I don't know how to control either.
我就感到非常的害怕。
So I was so frightened.
我的人变得非常的暴躁。
And I became so anxious.
信了主之后，我才知道这个叫交鬼。
And after I believed in the Lord, I realized I was having communication with demons.
所以我的脾气越来越不好。
Therefore, my temper got even more ill.
当时我在很多的中学的乐团里做排练。
At the time, I was helping a lot of choirs groups in middle school.
然后这些学生们就开始。我就总觉得这学生越来越不可爱。
And then gradually I started to dislike my students.
我讨厌这些学生。
I really hated them.
我根本一点耐心都没有。
I lost my patience with them.
然后我在民族大学的学生也害怕我。
And also, this is also true with the students in my class. And whoever did not finish their homework, I will throw the books out of window.
5分钟我就让他离开教室。
And I kick them out in 5 minutes.
假如他的作业完成得不好的话。
If they don't do well in their homework.
其实很多的学校就让我离开。
So a lot of school asked me to leave.
他说苏老师你暂时休息一下吧我觉得你应该休息。
We think you need a break. You want to take a break temporarily?
但是你知道我的工等于就是我没有工资了。
That means I was out of job and out of wages.
等于我就没有钱了。
I have no money because of that.
So 我就更加的苦。
So that I become more miserable.
哇我恨死他们了。
I really hate these people.
然后我就甚至最后一个乐团的时候我把我的指挥棍折断了他就打那个学生。
And then,
at the, 因为他拉得不好。
And finally, I broke my conductor, stick and then I beat upon the students because they did not perform.
哇假如这个在美国我就要坐牢了。
You know, I thought, well, I would probably be put in prison if I was here in this country.
但是在中国感谢上帝。他们不要我坐牢就让我离开。
But thank God I was in China, so they just asked me to leave.
然后学生家长就来告然后我就不得不离开这个学校。
And because a lot of parents came to complain, so I had to leave.
这时候我一个月的收入只有200块人民币。
And my income on the monthly basis was only 200人民币。
这是研究生的那个最低的费用。
That was the minimum level of income for a grad school student.
啊我就变得非常的苦恼。
So I was in such a miserable condition.
我不知道前面是什么样子。
I didn't know what's ahead of me.
我甚至我也不喜欢任何人。
And I didn't like anybody at the time.
我不喜欢跟人打交道。
And I didn't want to talk to anybody either.
我觉得很多人都特别讨厌。
And I just feel they are just disgusting.
我一点爱心都没有。
And I have no love for anybody.
但是在我最里面，我还是一个想爱人的这一个心在最里头。
But deep down, I still want to love.
我就打了一个主意。
So I made this decision.
等我研究生毕业了之后，我就去西藏。
And after I graduate from the school, I will go to Xizang.
那里人烟稀少。
Because there were not a lot of population.
我就住在一个喇嘛庙里头。
And I would just find a temple.
我在那里可以教一些学生。
And I can teach some students.
教一些小学生。
Like little kids.
帮助一些人。
And I can help people a little bit.
但是这个离毕业还有两年。
But I still have 2 years to graduate.
我不能够现我怎么现在怎么办我不知道。
So what I'm gonna do now?
我现在在这个学校里头散步。
And I one day I was paced around in the campus.
脸上充满了愁苦。
And you could tell my face was filled with sorrow.
所有的朋友都离开我。
All my friends left me.
现在的我就跟现在那些朋友都成我的好朋友了。
Now they are my good friends.
现在我问他为什么你们当时都不理我。
So I challenged them, how come you guys did not talk to me that time?
是没有，是你不理我们。
They said, no, it's not us, it's you who refused to talk to us.
我们觉得你太骄傲，太高傲了。
We feel that you were too proud to talk to us.
你看不起我们。
You despised us.
我说没有啊，当时是你们都不理我，我才觉得变得不敢碰你们啊。
I said, no, because you guys don't want to talk to me, so I was afraid I didn't want to talk to you either.
但当时就是这样的情况。
And that was my condition then.
我就在校园的散步。
So I was pacing around on campus.
有一个下午。
And one afternoon.
大概五点钟。
About 5 o'clock.
我还在照样的散步。
And I was still walking around.
脸上充满愁苦。
Filled with sorrows.
有一个美国犹太人跟我打招呼。
And there was this American Jew say hi to me.
但是后来我才知道他是犹太人。
And I didn't know he was a Jew until later on.
他就跟我打招呼。
He greeted me.
他说，哎，你好。
He said, how are you?
我们可以成为一个朋友吗？
Can we become friends?
当然可以。
I said, of course.
我说中国人不好玩，跟美国人玩玩也好。
I said, well, since I can't make friends with Chinese, why don't I make friends with Americans?
至少我可以跟他学学英语。
And at least I can learn how to speak English from him.
哎，很有意思。第二天他就来我住的地方。
And next day he came to my place.
然后他什么都没讲。
He didn't say much.
我正在吃中饭。
I was eating lunch.
因为我很穷。
Because I was poor.
所以我没有很多好吃的。
So I don't have any good food to eat.
我天天就炸一些红的辣椒。
So I will deep fry some chili.
放一点盐和酱油。
And with some soy sauce and salt.
然后就这么吃饭。
And that's how I eat with my rice.
我就跟他说，你吃不吃点？
I offered him that you want to have some?
我想他在中国生活那么多年，肯定知道这个是 chili 辣椒。
And I believe he should know what I have in the plate is black chili.
我知道美国人是不太爱吃辣椒的。
And I know Americans probably are not fond of chili.
但是很有意思。
But interestingly.
他就开始吃。
He ate with me.
我说好吃吗？
I said, do you like it?
他的眼泪都出来了。
And tears came out of his eyes.
但是他还说，嗯，不错。
But he still said, yeah, pretty good.
所以我的心里就感到有点不一样。
And then I said, oh, this guy's different.
你知道，当我困难的时候，我的朋友都离开我。
And during my difficult time, all my friends left me.
他们就会说，苏文馨，这什么玩意你也吃？
And they would say, what kind of food is this? How can you eat?
但是这个人没有。
But not this guy.
他说很好吃。
He said, "Well, pretty good."
因为他以为这是我爱吃的。
Because he said that because he thought I like that dish.
当然了，我后来才知道这是基督徒的原则。
And later I realized that's what Christians would do.
他什么也没讲，吃完饭。
He didn't say much, and after the meal.
就拿出一个小册子。
He brought out this little book.
四个属灵的原则。
And it's titled Four Spiritual Principles.
那后来我才知道他是 Campus Crusade。
And then later on, I found out he was with Campus Crusade.
然后他就跟我讲。
He started explaining to me.
你知道四个属灵的原则吗？
Do you know of these four spiritual principles?
然后就讲很多这个世界有两个原则，一个物理原则，一个属灵的原则，管理着这个世界。
And then he started telling me there are two principles in this world. One is spiritual principle. One is the physical principle.
人有罪，离开上帝。
He said, "Man has sinned and depart from God."
你要接受耶稣基督才可以。
So you need to have Jesus Christ.
翻完了整本圣经，这么小册子。
So when he went through the entire booklet.
我不知道他在讲什么。
I have no clue what he was talking about.
因为他的汉语不是很好。
Because his Chinese wasn't great.
我的英文也太差。
And my English is broken. It's very poor either.
所以，但是他翻到最后一章的时候。
But when he turned to the last chapter.
他说：“假如你成为一个基督徒。”
He said, "If you become a Christian."
你将开始一个新的生活。
You will start a new life.
啊，我这句话就抓住了我的心。
And that statement caught my heart.
我说真的可以开始一个新的生活吗？
I said, really, I can live a new life?
我真的想重新过一个生活。
I really want to live a new life.
你知道那时候我也想很想出国到美国来。
And at that time, I also had a dream to go to this country.
但那时候到美国来呢，不是想过一种什么什么高尚的生活，没有这样的。
The purpose is not pursue a better life.
我是想到美国来，到一个没有任何人认识我的地方去。
I just want to go to a place where nobody else knew me.
我过一种崭新的生活。
So I can start my life again.
所以这个时候，他告诉我说：“你成为基督徒，你就可以过一个新的生活。”
So when he told me, you know, once you become a Christian, you can have a new life.
我说：“假如让我可以过一个新的生活的话，我就愿意成为一个基督徒。”
I said, "Then I'm willing to become a Christian."
他说：“可以的。”
He said, "Yes, you can."
我说：“怎么可以成为基督徒？”
I said, "How can I become a new Christian?"
又翻回来。
And then he turned back to the book.
然后他说你做个祷告。
He said, "Now pray."
那我说那可以，没问题，做祷告，让我砍掉一条手都可以。
He said, "No problem. Even if I pick one of my arms, I'm willing to do it."
那成为基督徒这么简单啊。
It is so easy to become a Christian.
我以为要付钱。
I thought I had to pay for it.
我以为要写一个申请书。
Or at least write some application.
因为在中国入党很难的。
Because it's very hard to become a member of our country.
要人来考察你。要看你够不够资格。
And they have to come and test me and evaluate my condition, see if I'm qualified.
成为一个基督徒太简单了。
But it is so easy to become a Christian.
但是在成为一个基督徒之前，好难啊。
But it was very difficult to become when before to becoming a Christian.
这时候，我就做了这个祷告。
So I prayed.
但是你知道，我也没看到天开地裂。
You know, I did not see heaven open or.
我也没看到。但是有一个新的生东西在我心里开始有一个开始有反应。
But for sure, something new has come into me and started to develop.
这个人每个星期来找我两次。
And this guy came to see me twice a week.
带领我考察圣经约翰福音。
And study the Bible, the book of John with me.
一打开书，太初有道。
In when we open the first chapter, it says in the beginning there is word.
原来我学了半天道，道在这里。
I said, "Oh, here is Tao."
然后我才知道耶稣基督为什么会为我们死在十字架上。
Then I realized why Jesus Christ died on the cross.
我为什么在过去的日子当中那么愁苦。
And I started realizing why I was in such a terrible condition before.
因为我是个罪人。
Because I was a sinner.
然后我愁苦是因为上帝给我们一个感动，是良心在反应，你不愿意成为罪人。
I was sorrowful because the conscience that God placed in my heart is telling me that you don't want to become a sinner all the time.
但是你要做，你却做着犯罪的事情。
But whatever I try to do, I will just do nothing but sin.
你想高尚起来。
I try to improve myself.
但是你天天做败坏的事情。
But I will do the wrong thing and wicked things every day.
你想去爱人。
I want to love.
但是你却讨厌所有的人。
But I end up disliking everybody.
所以你就很痛苦。
That's why I was in a miserable condition.
我不知道什么是真正的爱。
And I didn't know what true love was.
所以我痛苦。
So I was in such a terrible condition.
这时候他就告诉我，在约翰福音告诉我们一个解决之道。
So the Bible in the book of John told us the way to solve the problem.
因着耶稣基督，我们可以进到他那里去。
And through Jesus Christ, we can enter into him.
所以我慢慢的就开始查经。
Therefore, gradually I started to learn the word of God.
这时候我还不完全的明白新的生活是什么样子。
And I do not fully understand what it means to live a new life.
我也不知道新的生活和生命是什么样子。
And I didn't know much about this new life or new way of living.
但是开始我们去教会。
I started to go to church.
但是在中国找一个教会好难。
And it was so hard to find a church in China.
不是因为它少。
It's not because there are very few of them.
是因为它太秘密了。
Because they are too secretive in their gathering.
所有的教会不会像这个地方要大张旗鼓可以欢迎你进来。
And the church in that country, in our country cannot have open publicity.
所有的教会都是在一个小小的房子里头。
And all the church gatherings are in this secret small room.
要把窗户关得严严实实。
You have to shut all the windows tight.
要很小声的唱赞美诗。
And you sing with a very soft voice.
这时候连续大概三个月，每一个月有一个人来找我谈话。
And for about 3 months long, every month there was this guy come to talk to me.
开始是一个普通的信徒。
And at first was just an ordinary Christian.
哦，看见我是真的是愿意相信主。
They try to see if I'm really a true believer.
后来就一个小组长来跟我谈。
And the next month there came this group leader.
哦，看到我真的是很愿意成为基督徒。
And they realized I really want to become a Christian.
后来教会的一个同工来跟我谈。
Finally, a church co-worker came to me.
发现我真的重生得救了。
And they realize that I am really born again.
不是一个 spies.
I wasn't a spy.
所以不是一个间谍。
I wasn't a spy trying to find their secrets.
所以他们才邀请我去他们的教会。
So finally, they invited me to join their gathering.
我的真正的发现我的生命有一个大的改变的时候，在我第一次去这个教会的时候。
And when I went there the first time, that's how and when I found out my life has truly changed.
这是一个星期三的晚上。
That was on Wednesday night.
是他们的祷告会。
It was their prayer meeting.
我就去了。
So I went.
然后我去了之后，所有人都来鼓掌欢迎。
And when I went there, everybody in the congregation applauded and welcomed me.
就像你们欢迎我一样。
Just like what you did this morning.
你知道在中国做一个音教其实很可怜的。
And you know, it's pretty pitiful to be a musician in China.
我去任何地方都没人欢迎我。
Anywhere I went, nobody really welcomed me.
但是作为一个音乐家很喜欢掌声的。
But you know, a musician loves to have applause.
但是没有人给我。
But nobody cared to give to me.
从来好像我就没有人需要我。
It's like nobody ever needed me.
但是我到了这个教会不一样。
But when I went to that meeting, it was different.
我介绍我说我是中央音乐学院的。
I told them where I came from, what school.
哇，这些人就站起来鼓掌。
They stood up and applaud.
他们有一个人就出来讲话。
And somebody stood up and said.
他说：“苏弟兄。”
The brother Su.
他说：“我们感谢上帝。”
We thank God.
你是上帝给我们的礼物。
You are the gift from Him.
我们在上帝面前祷告了一个月，希望有一个人可以教我们唱赞美诗。
We prayed for a month long that He would send someone to teach us how to sing.
他说：“上帝听了我们的祷告。”
God has heard our prayer.
这是很简单的一句话。
It was a simple statement he made.
但对我来说，我非常的感动。
But to me, I was really moved.
眼泪就流出来了。
Tears came out of my eyes.
在很多年当中，从来没有人说他需要我。
In many years in the past, nobody ever told me that they needed me.
人与人之间是相互的利用。
And it's like always a mutually beneficial relationship we maintain with others.
我从来还可以成为别人的祝福。
I never realized I could actually become a blessing to others.
在我心目中，除了牧师之外，没有人可以祝福别人的。
And in my mind, I thought only God's servant can bless others, such as pastor.
但是这一群人，他们真的喜乐。
But you could tell this group of people, they were filled with joy.
他们脸上流露出的微笑和他们的言谈之中没有任何的诡诈。
And there is no fake smile or falseness in their words.
我的心里就有一个祷告。
Therefore, there was a prayer in my heart.
我说主啊，我一生要献给这样一群人。
The Lord, I want to dedicate my life to people like these.
那时候不知道服侍主是什么意思。
I had no idea what does it mean to serve God at the time.
但是我心里有个祷告，我要服务这样一群人。
But in my heart, I made a decision. I want to dedicate my life to serve people just like this.
所以我没想到这样的一个决定改变我后面的一生。
And a decision like that changed my life completely.
尽管很多的软弱。
Even though I had a lot of weaknesses.
但是神就记得了我这个祷告。
But God honored my prayer.
尽管有时候真的是跌倒。
Even I fail all the time.
神都让我站起来。
God lifted me up many times.
从那一天之后。
And ever since that day.
我再也没有离开过教会。
I never departed from church.
我再也没有停止过服侍个教会一天。
I never even stopped serving church.
到现在应该是十年了。
Now it's been about 10 years.
尽管我知道自己还是个小孩子。
Even though I know I'm still young.
我从来不觉得自己是一个带领人。
And I never feel that I'm a leader.
但是我知道我只是一个耶稣基督的门徒。
I'm just a disciple of Lord Jesus Christ.
当我到了教会之后，这时候慢慢的到了大家知道在中国的1996年之后啊，中国的教会开始有一点复苏。
And you all know the church in China started to experience some spiritual revival after 1996.
就是江泽民的后期的时候是 艺术形态各个方面都很开放的。
And they started open doors in many places.
这时候我们就可以去中国的农村做一点福音的工作。
Therefore, we are able to go down to the village or suburban areas to preach gospel.
我不知道怎么来服侍主。
I didn't know how to serve the Lord.
我就有一颗心。
But I had this willingness.
大家都听我今天分享知道我这个人没有什么属灵的意识。
And you could tell from my sharing, I don't have a lot of spiritual teaching.
神学知道的非常的少。
I know very little about the word of God.
那个时候只信主才一年。
It was only 1 year after I became a Christian.
1997年的夏天。
Summer of 1997.
其实信主还不到一年。
Not even a full year yet.
我第一次去传福音。
I went to preach gospel for the first time.
跟另外几个弟兄去中国的农村。
With a few other brothers, we went to one of the farms.
然后我就去了那个地方。
And we went up to a place.
然后一百多个人聚在一起。
About over 100 people gathered together.
等我们跟他分享。
We were able to share with them.
这些弟兄姐妹都是一些老人家。
And most of them are older people.
他看到我们，他们就哭。
They cried immediately when they saw us.
平常他们是在他们的当地是被瞧不起的一群人。
Because there were a group of people despised by the locals.
很多人觉得只有没有文化的这些老年人，会有病的人才去信耶稣。
A lot of people thought only uncivilized elder people or sick people were believing Jesus Christ.
这时候他看到一群北京的博士生、研究生都是基督徒，他们就感到很高兴。
They were so happy when they saw a group of young people that are PhD or master holders came. They were believers of Jesus Christ. They were so touched.
他们就很骄傲地告诉他们，告诉别的人，这是不信的人。
So they could proudly tell other non-believers.
说我们基督徒不是一群没有文化的人。
Look, we Christians are not uneducated or uncivilized.
我们的弟兄姐妹在北京都是很多的博士。
And these Christians of ours, our dear brothers and sisters, they are PhDs from Beijing.
很多弟兄姐妹都是教授。
And they were professors of university.
当我们去的时候，他们说那弟兄你一定要给我们来分享圣经。
So when we visited them, they said you have to share with us the words of God in the Bible.
在他们以前，他们是请一个中学的老师、小学老师跟他们来念圣经。
And prior to that, they were invited a teacher from middle school to read the Bible to them.
那个人不是一个基督徒。
Yeah, the teacher wasn't even a Christian.
他们一边抽着烟一边跟他们念圣经。
And they were smoking and read the Bible to them.
他经常的嘲笑这些姐妹，你们连这个都不明白吗？
And he even teased them, said, you guys don't even understand this.
他们就很受伤害。
So they were hurt.
看到我们去的时候，他们希望我们跟他们讲很多很多的圣经的道理。
Therefore, when they saw us, they just hoped that we would share with them a lot of the word of God.
我们有三个人，那两个人就非常会分享圣经。
And then there were three of us, and two out of three were very good at teaching words of God.
那我也要来分享。
And when it was my turn,
我准备跟他们讲一个小时。
And I planned to just share with them for an hour.
但是我讲了十分钟，我就不知道在讲什么。
But after 10 minutes, I was out of words.
我所有的话都讲完。
I finished saying whatever I could.
我不知道在下面该讲什么。
I didn't know how to go on anymore.
这弟兄姐妹都看着我。
And everybody looked at me like that.
但是我不知道要做什么。
But I didn't know what to do.
我就说弟兄姐妹。我不太会讲圣经。
And I said, you know, I'm not very good at teaching Bible.
我教你们唱赞美诗。
How about I teach you how to sing praises?
他们说太好了。
It's great.
我们就不会唱赞美诗。
We don't know how to sing praises.
好，他们就唱。
So they started singing.
从早晨九点钟。
From 9 o'clock in the morning.
唱到中午一点钟。
Till 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
要吃饭一个小时之后又接着唱。
And we ate lunch for an hour and then we continued to sing.
唱到晚上九点钟还要唱。
Till 9 p.m. they still wanted to sing more.
我的嗓子都哑了。
And I have lost my voice.
他们还要唱。
But they still want to sing.
大家知道他们坐的可不是像你们这样的椅子。
And you know the seat they had.
他们坐的非常的矮。
It was very small stool, very low.
人好像蹲在那个地方。
It's as if you're all squatting down.
你知道，我宁愿站着也不愿蹲着。
You know, I rather stand up straight than squat down.
在中国的监狱里头，只是让人蹲着，不让你站的。
Yeah, if you're in prison in China, you can only squat, you cannot stand up.
你要蹲就蹲几个小时。
And you have to squat for hours.
所以蹲很难受。
So it was very hard to squat.
但是他们不仅要蹲，他们还要唱一天呢。
Not only they squat down, they were singing for an entire day.
他们还很高兴。
And they were so happy.
他们说下一次什么时候再唱。
And they said, no, when should we resume this activity?
这时候有一个声音在告诉我。
And I heard a voice inside.
他说，其实你不一定要非得要讲圣经才是服侍我。
So you don't have to teach Bible in order to serve me.
我从一个农村拣选你成为一个音乐家。
I have chosen you from a village to become a musician.
焉知不是我要你在这方面来服侍我。
Don't you know that I want you to serve me in this area.
我非常的喜乐。
And I was so happy to hear.
我感谢主，在过去的二十多年当中，我有一个东西我可以来服侍主。
I said, thank the Lord, and now I have something accumulated for 20 some years I can use to serve Him.
后来有一个从美国去的一个华人的牧师。
And that was this Chinese pastor came from the United States.
来跟我们分享自己的恩赐。
To come and share with us about spiritual gifts.
我就很明显的知道我的恩赐是在用音乐来服侍主。
Then I realized my gift is in music.
当我做了这个决定之后，我就发现真的是一个很大的市场。
And after I made that decision, I realized there was such a great need out there.
很大的市场需要我们去来做。
There was such a great field ready for our work.
我开始更多的在中国农村教会去走访。
So I started visiting even more villages in China.
很多的帮助他们建立唱诗班。
Started to help them to establish their choir group.
但是很遗憾，是我每去一个礼拜就要离开。
But unfortunately, I could only stay for about a week each time.
教会的领袖就跟我讲。
Therefore, the church leader shared with me.
那苏弟兄，你能不能帮我们训练一批人？
Brother Su, can you just train a group of us?
训练一些音懂音的弟兄姐妹，他们以后就永远可以在我们这里服侍。
And so that they can stay here and then serve here with us permanently.
所以慢慢的就送很多人来北京，住在我们家里，然后旁边来学习。
And therefore they start sending people to our home in Beijing and to live with us and learn from us.
但这个消息传出去就越来越广。
And then when the words got out,
很多的教会都要送人来，我就没办法让他们住在我家里。
More church want to send their people, and my house could no longer accommodate.
所以我就在北京办了一个班。
So I had this class.
迦南音乐学校。
It's a special musical school called Canaan Musical School.
这个学校从2000年开始。
We started in year 2000.
到现在已经五年了。
Now it's 5 years.
我们有差不多将近300人从这个学校毕业。
And about 300 students graduated from this class.
大概有50个教会，中国的大的教会。在我们这里接受这样的训练。
And about 50 big churches in China receive training from our school.
这些学生 95% 以上都回到教会工作。
95% of the graduates went back to their own church and served there.
还有很多的人做了宣教士，被我们差派到中国的农村去。
And a lot of them became missionaries sent out by us to small villages throughout the country.
关于差派是我们学校的一个目标。
Because send out missionaries is one of our major goals.
在中国的农村，很多地方都没有音乐老师。
Because in many villages in China are lack of even musical teachers.
真正的大学毕业的音乐老师不愿意去那些地方工作。
Because student graduate from university are not willing to go to those small villages.
我们就跟中央民委有一个办公室来合作。
Therefore, we co-work with our government agency.
啊，然后他们就说可以邀请我们去那个地方。
They said we're willing to invite you to those villages for us.
但是我们自己来付钱。
But you have to pay your own way.
所以我们就派我们的学生到中国的很偏远的农村去做小学、中学老师。
Therefore, we send our own students to be missionaries, to be teachers over in those villages.
他们到那里就传福音。
So that they can share gospel in those villages.
在我的家乡。
In my own hometown.
那个地方除了异端邪说之外，没有基督教在那里传扬过。
Because Christianity was never preached there.
我们派三个学生到那里一个学期。
We sent 3 students there for a semester.
80多个人信主。
Over 80 people believe in the Lord.
一个学期只有四个多个月。
And each semester lasts only 4 months.
很多的学生、老师都成为基督徒。
A lot of students and teachers became Christians.
这些学生在那里因为没拿到他们的钱，他们学校能够帮助我们学生的就是一个月一袋米。
And because they were not paid, our students sent out were not receiving compensation. What the local school can offer was just a bag of rice.
很多的学生。的家长就邀请这些老师去他们家吃饭。
Therefore, a lot of parents of the local students invite these teachers to their house to eat.
这些学生家长就问他们：“你们为什么那么苦？你们从北京为什么那么苦？为什么可以到我们这里来教我们
？”And during the meal, they often ask them, "Why are you willing to come to a small village like this when you could live happily in Beijing?"
他说：“我们是基督徒。
”They say, "Oh, because we are Christians."
我们爱你们。
We love you.
你知道，在中国的农村，听到爱是一个很羞耻，就是很羞愧的事。
You know, love is not a very honorable term in China.
中国的父母从来不会对自己孩子说孩子我爱你。
Parents in China generally don't tell their kids that we love you.
孩子也不会对父母说父母我爱你。
Neither would kids say that to their parents.
夫妻之间也不会说我爱你。
Even between husband and wife, they're not used to say that.
当他们谈这个字的时候，他们心里就有一种震荡。
Therefore, when they heard the word love, they would be greatly shocked.
这个外人怎么会爱我们？
How can this stranger love us?
并且他们真的是。花了时间在这个地方。
They actually came here, spend their time with us.
牺牲他们自己的。
Sacrificing their own benefits.
所以他们很多家长就信主了。
Therefore, many parents believed in Jesus.
所以我们学校在北京越来越大。
Therefore, our campus grew very fast in Beijing.
我有一个那个 PowerPoint 可以跟大家分享。
And I have a PowerPoint to share with you.
对于我来说
，To me，
假如我的一生能够为神使用，是我们最大的目标。
And the greatest purpose of my life is to be used by God.
一个人经不起回响。
回响。
回响就是回忆。
We can't afford just to look back.
当我来回忆我过去的时候，我就知道我一生都不能不服侍神。
When I look back, I have to confess that I have to serve God.
当保罗说他不能不服侍神时，他说我是罪人中的罪魁。
When Paul says he was the chief sinner.
当我回想起的时候，我不仅仅是罪人中的罪魁，我只是说主啊，我算什么？
When I look back, not only I feel that I was the chief sinner,
假如不是神，
but also who am I, God?
假如不是神带领我一步一步能走到现在的话，我现在可能是一个儿女成群的农民。
If without God leading me all the way out, I may just still become a farmer with a lot of children in my hometown.
你知道我的同学都已经孩子都结婚了。
You know, all my classmates, they have children and already got, they have, their children have already got married.
但是我呢，现在我还可以接受最好的教育。
Yeah, I'm still here receiving a better education.
有哪个指挥家可以像我这样从农民出身的？
Anyway, okay, you cannot even find another conductor like me coming from a farmer's house.
尽管我不是很 famous。
Even though I may not be very famous,
但是我基本上在所有的有名的城市都举行过音乐会。
But I have held many concerts in many great cities.
很多的国家我都去给他们开过音乐会。
And I have held concerts in many countries.
我指挥过很多非常有名的乐团。
And I have conducted many famous orchestras.
但是这一切都算什么呢？
But what are those? What's the value in those things?
神让我们拥有这些，就是为了服侍他。
God allow me to experience these things so that I can serve Him.
对我来说，我最快乐的事情不是指挥什么维也纳Philharmonic。
And to me, the happiest thing is not to conduct great famous groups.
我最高兴就是那天在你们的教会跟那么多弟兄姐妹在一起，不同的教会的弟兄姐妹在一起。
But was like what happened last Sunday afternoon when I went to your church in San Gabriel when there are so many brothers from different church come to practice.
这么多弟兄姐妹能够在一起来唱赞美诗，本来就是一件奇迹。
It was a miracle that so many church gathered together to sing praises.
不管我们唱的好与不好。
It doesn't matter we sing well or not.
这本身就是件服侍主的事情。
It was serving the Lord together.
这本来就是件荣耀神的事情。
It was the thing that glorifies God.
因为圣经说，看哪弟兄姐妹和睦同居是何等的美善。
And Bible tells us how beautiful it is that brothers and sisters dwell happily harmoniously together.
假如你要谈神学的话。
And if you want to talk about theology.
我们不可能坐在一起。
There's no way we can sit down and quiet harmoniously.
那天很多的教会都不能坐在一起。
And many groups that afternoon will not sit together.
因为我觉得神学不是神学，是人学。
Actually, theology, from my point of view, they're a theory from man, not from God.
Because
God doesn't divide.
只有人才会分离。
Only man likes to divide.
但是我们赞美诗的时候，我们唱赞美诗的时候，我们在一起敬拜的时候。
But when we sing praises and worship together.
不管你是什么派的。
It doesn't matter which denomination you belong to.
除非你没有重生得救。
Unless you're not really born again.
我们都可以在这个地方来一起敬拜主。
We can always worship together.
当我们一起来敬拜主的时候，我们就发现神在我们当中。
And when we worship together, you realize the presence of God was there.
每一个人都被感动。
And everyone was touched.
这是多么美好的事情啊！
What a beautiful thing that was.
所以我每天都在神面前祷告。
So I prayed every day before God.
主啊，你何等的恩待我。
Oh Lord, you are so gracious to me.
你今年可以让我在你面前唱一首歌。
And you allow me to sing song to you.
那我的祷告就是主啊，求你不要离开我。
And my song will be, Lord, please do not let me depart from you.
求你让我可以永远的站在你面前唱一首歌。
Please help me to be able to stand before you to sing a song.
这就是我的祷告。
This is my prayer.
所以我看到你们教会很多人都愿意来赞美主的时候。
So when I see many of you come early to praise the Lord.
我知道这个教会有希望。
And I know there's hope.
这个教会就会复兴。
And there's going to be revival in this church.
我看到你们的祷告。
And when I heard your prayer.
那么恳切的祷告。
And it was so sincere.
我说句托大的话，特别像中国家庭教会的祷告。
And very much like what I heard in those home meeting in China.
我就知道这个教会十倍百倍的增长。
And I know you shall grow 10 or 100 times.
你们不应该买这个地方。
You really should not have purchased this place.
太小了。
It is too small.
你们把旁边那个大教堂买下来。
Go buy the big church next door. Amen.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.